Breathe. The Stress Less podcast is brought to you by iBelieve.com and is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. And it's so exciting to spend time with you one podcast at a time, exploring the different ways that we can experience more rest and stress less. You know, this is the greatest challenge of our modern day times, right? Is life can get so full and impacted and rushed that we can just go through our day and feel like, what is this all for? I'm rushing about and I'm not experiencing the joy and the peace that I know God has for me. We know we have God's love and peace and joy in our minds, right? We know the truth, but God wants us to know not just this truth in our minds. He wants us to experience it in our hearts and in our soul, to have experienced it abundantly. Jesus says that I've come so that you may have joy. You can have it to the full. So every podcast, it's been wonderful exploring what are the different ways we can take steps and action in order to experience God's love and peace. And just hearing his words of affirmation combat stress, because the world is focused on what we can do, but God is focused on loving us. He's focused on how he can love us more. So I hope you've been enjoying this Restless podcast, and I hope that you're telling friends about it, because all this wonderful refreshment I'm preparing, it just would be such a blessing to know that it's blessing you, your family, your friends, and it could be a conversation starter, you know, because once we start talking about it, we become more aware of our need for rest. We become more of our need that, you know what, I have been feeling a little stressed, and it kind of gives us all permission to talk about things that stress us out. And that's so important. As I talked about in episode 2, actually it was episode 5. Yeah, I was talking about how you feel. It's important. In episode 3, I talked about how we need to give each other grace. Sometimes we want to talk about what we're afraid. We're afraid what people would think of us if we told them, gosh, I'm feeling stressed. But if we give each other grace, we realize, hey, we're not alone. We're more brothers and sisters. We're sojourners on this journey of faith. And so we become encouragers. We become vulnerable. We can talk about all these things and not feel like we're going to be seen poorly, because it's actually by faith we can be vulnerable. I love today's topic. Today's topic is about how can we refresh our soul with nature. Nature is so important, and it's such a beautiful part of God's heart. We kind of forget that everything we enjoy here on earth, everything that we see is created because it's something that God enjoys. When he said he was going to make us in his image, he first created a world that was full of things that he wanted us to enjoy, that he felt are reflection of what he enjoys. And so one of the first things that we notice is that God puts Adam and Eve in a garden. He puts them in a garden. Isn't that right? And when Jesus himself, he was going through the hardest time in his life, he had to do something so painful where he was going to be utterly alone. He was so stressed because he knew he had to do something that he did not want to experience, even though he was committed to do it because he loves us, but it doesn't take away the hardness of the journey. Isn't that right, friends? And he prayed that prayer, the hardest prayer of, God, if it's possible, just remove this cup. Like, is there another way to do this? Where did he have this prayer? He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. So again, we see the garden is just wonderful. It's a place where God wants us to enjoy his presence, but it's also a place where he invites us when we struggle. When we feel like we're struggling, it's a beautiful, safe place where we can get renewed. We can get all our words out and we can be honest with God. There's something about being out in nature that does that, don't you think? When you go out in nature, you're among the trees, that you find yourself just opening up, and then your true self surfaces. Well, one of the things that I wanted to share with you is a story about my first experience being among the redwood trees. So I grew up in a really busy street. I live here in California in Silicon Valley. And when I grew up, we lived in a really small duplex. It was an 800 square foot duplex, and it was located right in the middle of the busiest intersection here in Silicon Valley. And it was just so busy that even from my bedroom, at night I would see the car lights streaming in through my windows. It was actually pretty distracting. You know, the car lights that are passing through in front of our house, I could see the car lights. So it was a really busy place that I kind of grew up in as a little girl. But the first time I saw the redwood trees, it was in fifth grade. Has anybody been to science camp? Did you have science camp in fifth grade? Well, I had science camp. And so they were going to take us for a week, part of our school program. For 5 days, we were going to go to the Saratoga Mountains. And I still remember it was so powerful, even in the school bus as we were driving there. I get so emotional just even thinking about how the beauty of that moment. And the school bus windows were down. And as we were approaching the campsite, driving in, wobbling into the path, the redwood trees, the leaves, you know, the branches would just like start coming into our school bus. And I remember I could just feel the branches coming in and sticking in. And it's just so, so beautiful, so big. And as I stepped out, they were so tall. It was just gorgeous, beautiful redwood bark and the leaves. It was just like a canopy, just a beautiful canopy of leaves. I looked up and it was gorgeous, beautiful artwork in nature. And it was just so peaceful. Even the whole atmosphere, it smelled different. The trees is so fragrant and it just felt different. Well, at night at science camp, we were all pretty excited to hear that we are going to go on our first night hike. We're so excited, never done it before. And so we didn't have any flashlights. We were supposed to walk up in the dark on a path. Suddenly, we went from excitement to kind of all quiet and kind of nervous because our camp counselors told us that we're going to be doing this night hike solo, one at a time. So they were going to send us on the path and they would kind of like time it so that we would walk alone on the path. And then they would, you know, kind of send the kids one by one. And suddenly we were all kind of nervous, right? But they told us that if any time we felt nervous or scared, all we need to do was to call out and there would be camp counselors. They had a code word for us. We'd call it the code word. The camp counselors were all nearby, and they would walk with us. So that changed everything. Isn't that true? That just changed everything. If we know that somebody is there with us in the dark, right? Then we're not so scared anymore. Well, that night was the most beautiful nights I have ever experienced. The light foliage felt like a soft carpet on the trail, and I wasn't afraid at all. And the stars, when I looked up, it glimmered between the lattice rooftops of the redwoods. And so even to this day, I love the redwoods. I love the redwoods. And I just love hiking. I love the feeling that I have when I walk on a trail. Now, something beautiful began to happen, and it was unexpected as I walked on that dark trail. I began to see in the dark. Isn't that right? Your eyes adjust, and you begin to see in the dark. Looking back now, today, I'm reminded of what the psalmist wrote as he whispered to God in Psalm 139, verse 11 to 13. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you, for you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. It's so beautiful God sees us in the dark. If we remember there is someone close, just like that camp counselor, they were all there. God, his voice of love whispering to us, our spiritual eyes can adjust and we begin to see the beauty of the journey that we are on. Lean into me, God whispers. Let me love you. You can rest in me. You can confide in me. You can confide in me. So since, you know, we are little, we've trained ourselves to be resourceful. We don't want to rely on anyone. A lot of us are self-resilient. We're educated. Many of us are self-taught. Many of us are self-taught, whatever it is that we've got to, you know, growing up. But, you know, it's a strength to be resilient. But there's also a side effect. It's a loss of vulnerability. Yeah, we don't feel so comfortable letting somebody in on our doubts or questions. It's hard for us to ask for help. And we hold our hearts back. But you know, faith is not just about getting to destination. Like the stars that are glimmering in the night, faith is a quiet, hushed conversation with God and with friends. We can confide in each other. And so I just want to encourage you, as God is calling you, wherever he is calling you, wherever you're at on your journey, just remember that God is near you. He is with you and he will help you. You can call to him for help. That takes a lot of the stress away when we know that we're not alone. We also can ask others for help. So that might be something challenging for us, right? To let somebody else know what we're going through and to ask for help. All of this is just a wonderful opportunity for us to even remember that even Jesus, he needed friends for the journey and he asked for his close friends to be with him in the garden, right? And Adam and Eve were both in the garden. God doesn't call us to journey alone. So I want to encourage you, if you're facing something, don't face it alone. You need to take the risk to confide in God about it, but also to talk with others about it, to ask for help. Well, the soul care practice I have for us today is wonderful, wonderful. I love this study because as I told you, I love trees. I love trees. So this is a study that I found about looking at trees. Simply looking at trees reduces your stress levels. So your challenge for soul care, the soul care tip is to look at a beautiful tree. Is there a tree that you love particularly? Maybe it's a tree outside your window, or maybe it's a tree that you see on a walk, or maybe it might even take you on a drive. There's a particular tree that you like on a particular height that you love seeing. What is your favorite tree? Is it the aspen? Is it the ginkgo tree? What tree is your favorite tree? Well, science shows us that there's something about a tree that brings out God's whispers to the surface. It really does, because research shows, it confirms that simply looking at trees helps people become less stressed, and the effect increases the more that trees are visible. Not only this, the greater amount of tree density that people viewed, the greater the stress reduction. Now, this is scientific. What they did is they had people take a look at trees. So if you're somewhere maybe where it's colder in the country and it's a time of the year where it's really cold with snow and you can't go out for a walk, you can just even look at a tree. Okay. Now, if you're in the office and you can't see a tree outside your window, even looking at pictures of trees. So if you have it, use it for a screensaver, or maybe you have a favorite photo or something, kind of artwork, just even looking at trees, the picture and the images and the video of trees is going to be effective. The study shows that the more density of trees that people looked at, the higher density, even from a photo, the more that their stress levels became lowered. And so it's not just by coincidence. This, God made us in a way that when we are around trees, we see trees, that our whole body relaxes and our stress levels drop. So I hope that encourages you, and you'll find, I feel you'll find that when you are with, you know, around trees, you'll find that your heart will open up. I feel that is a special place that God really enjoys. God really enjoys. And that's why he created, when he created the earth, he created it with so many trees. There's so many metaphors in the scripture as well, right? Even in Psalm chapter 1, it says, you're like a tree planted by streams of water. Yeah. So I am so excited to share the study and this passage with you. It's just so beautiful. Just know that you are not alone and that you can turn to God at any time and to confide in him. Let's end with a beautiful words of prayer. We can just relax together. Dear Jesus, I run to you. You are my shelter. I choose to step away from busyness and striving. I choose to just ask you to guide me and let me know that I can just reach out and I can feel you with me because you love me. Give me eyes to see you now so I can lean into you. Help me to call out and confide in you. Give me courage to ask for help when I can't see ahead so I can walk as your beloved today. Amen. Well, I am so happy every time we get together through our podcast here. The time just flies by. I want to continue to encourage you. So sign up for my weekly newsletter at thebonniegray.com. You'll see a big subscribe button. And I love to be able to continue to encourage you through my words, through sharing the stories from my everyday life. Whatever encourages me, I will share them to encourage you. I also have a 6-video set that I created. I went to all these different places. I went to the Redwood Tree Forest and I love to hike. I want to show it to you. I went to a beautiful creek that runs through the Redwood Trees. I recorded it there where I share some encouraging words with you. And also it has a meditation of God's word and also beautiful music. So I'm really excited to share that with you. It comes with an ebook, You Are Worth Loving. So go to whispersofrest.com and you'll find the soul care package there. Remember to share this podcast with your friends. I think it's a wonderful way to just encourage each other and talk about, you know, the whole topic of stress and just give each other permission to share and confide in each other and ask for help, because that's how God created us, that we're not to be alone. Remember that you are loved, you are cherished, and you are worth it. Just rest. Okay, I'll see you next time. Take care.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.